In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, St. Joseph, St. Peter Claver, St. Patrick, our patron saints and guardian angels, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Today we celebrate St. Peter Claver, a Jesuit of the 1600s, who was a missionary to South America, to around Cartagena in present-day Colombia, where his whole mission was really to minister to the slaves as they came off the ships. As we know, many slaves were brought from Africa to the New World to work in the various plantations, and we know about slavery in the United States, but also even in Catholic countries where slaves brought in to work. And the difference maybe is that in the Catholic countries, at least where St. Peter Claver was, he had an opportunity to try and evangelize them and to baptize them. So we heard in the readings today, especially in the office of readings, how he would approach the ships as they came to port and the slaves were unloaded like cattle, and how he would try to bring them comfort, physical comfort, because many of them were sick. They had just come from a long journey across the ocean. Many were even dying, and how they would try to minister to their body, but also, most importantly, to minister to their souls. Because after they showed them by their kindness, because many times they weren't able to speak their language, they would smile, they would bring them something to eat, or they tried to tend to their wounds. And this showing of this compassion to these slaves was something that disarmed them, but also gave them a sense of peace, because they thought, as he wrote in his writings, they thought they were being brought to the New World to be eaten. And so to find that someone, instead of preparing them for dinner, was actually going to give them something to eat and to take care of their wounds was totally opposite of what they were expecting. And in doing that, he then, after they saw the kindness that they were showing them, probably because others around them were not showing them any kindness, especially those who were involved in the slave trade, he would then try to evangelize them, to prepare them for baptism. And that was probably a very quick process, because who knows how long he would have to present the faith to them. You know, evangelization maybe in 30 minutes at most, maybe, would be, or even less. And he said that they would then, when they saw that they were open and disposed, somehow they would start to catechize them and to introduce them to the Christian faith and then baptize them. It is said that St. Peter Claver, because he had such a short time with them, realized that he wanted to do something that would greater ensure that they would be disposed, and that the seed that he planted in them by giving them baptism would flourish. And that was that he enrolled over 300,000, many say, in the Brown Scapular of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, because he kind of entrusted them to Our Lady, that the seed that he planted in them would continue to grow and foster, and that he would that his efforts would not be in vain, that you might say he did as much as he could in the time that he had. And the last thing he wanted to give them as a parting gift was to put them under Our Lady's mantle, under her protective care, and to send them on their way. St. Peter Claver was not being imprudent. He was not being overzealous. He was being very prudent and very Catholic, and very much understood that the best he could do was present them the faith see that they understood the basic rudiments of the faith enough to be baptized, and then entrust them to the Mother of God. As we know, as the saints have always understood, that Our Lady will take care of and will help foster the relationship with her Son and anyone whom she has invited. And you might say He invited her into their lives by enrolling them in the brown scapular. The other thing I would just like to comment on, since it's kind of big in the news, is, you know, the whole, maybe the scandal about St. Patrick's Parade and allowing homosexual group to walk in St. Patrick's Parade. I don't know anything about St. Patrick's Parade. I know very little about the origins of St. Patrick's Parade. But I guess I would just ask some questions. If it is about St. Patrick, and it's supposed to be quasi-religious, why is it even called a parade? Why isn't it called a procession? If it's about St. Patrick, why are we having beer sponsors even, let alone anything else? If it's about St. Patrick, maybe we become so secular in our approach that maybe St. Patrick isn't even ostensibly the major reason why they get together. Why don't we just call it Irish Pride? Because I don't know if St. Patrick really has much to do with the parade anymore. Even like St. Valentine's Day has nothing really to do with St. Valentine. We've become so secular and so, you might say, we've watered down everything that maybe it ostensibly it shouldn't even be called St. Patrick's Parade. It seems that, you know, in our society, maybe it's our appeal to the culture around us that we have decided to maybe make our Catholic presence less, yet we retain the Catholic, you might say, vestiges of it, and we have watered it down to the point where it doesn't really matter who walks in the parade in that sense. But if it is about St. Patrick, and it is about honoring St. Patrick, then it seems that out of love for St. Patrick, we ought to love what St. Patrick loved, and that is the faith, and that we would not want to condone something which ostensibly is not pleasing to God, a behavior that is not pleasing to Almighty God. And it's pretty clear in the reading this morning, you know, it says that sodomites will not enter the kingdom of God. Scripture's not so politically correct, you know, but I guess you can walk in the parade, but not in the kingdom of God. That's the difference, I guess. But, you know, when we look at this and we think, you know, if we're all about being a big tent, then, you know, can the Irish Republican Army walk in the parade? They're Irish. They have the title. And other groups, maybe Ulster Defense League, should walk in it because they're Irish too. So I guess, you know, we just need to ask ourselves, are we going to draw the line in certain things? Are certain things not acceptable if we call ourselves Catholic? And if we're trying to appeal to a larger audience, then maybe we shouldn't call it Catholic anymore or take St. Patrick off of it. Because obviously, if we are truly honoring St. Patrick, which of course it seems that that's why St. Patrick's name is attached to it, then it seems that it ought to be either we make it more Catholic, make it more truly an honoring of St. Patrick, or we get rid of the name. And but it seems that we need to make up our minds. It seems in Catholics in our culture need to make up our minds. Are we going to be Catholic? Are we going to live our faith and give witness to our faith? And are we going to even if it's not socially acceptable or cause us to be receive scorn because we don't admit things that other people want us to accept. That's where we need to ask ourselves, are we willing to be Catholic in our society and take that and not just wear it as a label when it's convenient? Are we proud about being Irish Catholics? Are we just proud about being Irish? Or are we proud about whatever? That's where you need to, at least to me, from an outsider looking in, it seems we need to make up our mind. I have processions in honor of saints and Our Lady. I don't have beer sponsors. I guess I'm not with it. And I don't have, anybody can walk in a procession if they're there to pray, if they're there to honor the saint, if they're there because they have faith and devotion. And I think that's, and they're there because they want to please God by honoring him with their lives. I think that's what St. Patrick would want, if that's what it's named after, for his sake. Let us pray and ask, especially today in our world, that like St. Peter Claver, like St. Patrick, that we have the courage to do that which is maybe unpopular, or to be go against the grain when the grain is going in the wrong direction, that we swim against the current or go against the parade when it's going down the wrong street. We need to have that kind of courage in our world today, and we need to pray that those who are organizing such events will ask themselves, maybe take a deep look at what it is we're trying to do here. And are we truly honoring St. Patrick, or are we just using it as a name? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.